I try not
we
to
just,
be
here we go, Catherine.
Catherine.
Okay.
She looks funny.
Yeah.
She cropped her
she's
photo
got glasses.
In
she's,
so close.
She looks like she's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catherine?
Hello, motherfucker.
All your days are belong to us.
What do you think?
I like turtles.
Whoa, that's so intense.
Is this real life?
This is a meme. I did not make this meme.
As a kid, as a wife, just do it.
This is bullshit. What is this?
Catch me off guard. How about that?
Coming to you live, Sunset Boulevard. It's 7:12 in the morning. If you've never been to Los Angeles, come on down here because it's weird as hell. Whoa. Home of an old buildings.
We just called our favorite rideshare service.
And we're about to get in there and run this podcast into the ground.
Yeah. So you guys, what do you want to talk about today with our driver?
Memes, wow. Right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about memes.
You guys seen some good memes lately?
Seen a couple. You know, I'm always looking.
Yeah.
Scrolling. That guy might have peed his pants.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
Smoking pot.
Nice. Hey, you know any good weed memes? We're recording a podcast right this second, right now, about memes.
I don't know who this is, but this is still the best meme that's ever existed in marijuana.
It's Forrest Whitaker.
What does it say?
The Forrest Whitaker sativa indica where one eye's wide and one eye's half shut. That is our winner, ladies and gentlemen.
That is it.
At Down for Town, at Los Angeles Mota. Have
dude,
a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bonnie. Jumping right in. Appreciate it. With the Forrest Whitaker meme.
All right.
Shout out Ghost Dog, the here's greatest our film ever made.
Ghost Dog?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, man. It's so good.
Here's our girls
Forrest
coming.
Forrest Whitaker plays a mafia hitman who lives by the samurai code, and he lives on a roof in Brooklyn, and he trains pigeons. And RZA did all the music. Guys, we got a dump truck. I'm going to try to get him to toot us.
It's a cement truck.
It's a cement truck,
yeah. It's a mixer.
I didn't look at the back end. Let's see if he'll give me one of these for the mic. Yeah! Thank you.
See.
like I said, cool. It's the small pleasures, the little things, you know? Making that cement mixer honk at the El Pollo Loco. It's full of queso. I just keep hearing that kid's voice.
All right, guys, we're going to work. And so we're recording a podcast right now.
Okay.
Would you mind, could we put a microphone on you? You can be in our podcast.
Sure.
Sweet. So Catherine is live.
What's up?
Catherine is here.
You
want
some
money, Catherine?
Yeah, Catherine.
Cool.
Fine.
Catherine is a driver for our favorite rideshare service. This is Memes in the Morning. I'm Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Woohoo!
Nice to meet you.
I'm Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Nice to meet you, Catherine.
I'm Robert.
Nice to meet you too. Hi, Robert. Nice to meet you.
We're just gonna kick things off here and start bombarding you with some memes, if that's cool.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then
ready
you
for
just,
it.
Cool. You just tell us what you think. Okay, I got one. It's a picture of a cat, and it's looking like pretty demonic. And it's got like that glowing light from underneath. You know, when you like shine a flashlight under your face,
yeah.
You get that like ghoulish look. Ooh, this is what this cat looks like right now. And it says, when you take a shit on the carpet and watch one of the most intelligent creatures on the planet clean it up.
That's pretty amazing.
Kids,
that's great.
The cat's maniacal.
That one's good. Okay, that one's good.
I got one, and it's so it's like a cloud of smoke, and there's a firefighter, and he's reaching his like arm through. That's like, you know, he's ready to save you, but it's you just a hand coming out of the smoke, and it says when you open the door for the pizza man.
Oh, nice.
They just see just your hand coming out of a cloud of smoke.
Because you're smoking cigarettes in there.
Yeah. thinking about pizza.
I've been smoking since I was born, man. I could smoke anything, man. You know, like I smoked that Michoacan, man, Acapulco Gold, man. I even smoked that tight stick, you know?
Tight stick?
Yeah, you know, that stuff is tied to a stick, you know?
Tight stick.
Yeah, that didn't even do nothing to me, man. I could probably smoke this whole joint, man, and still walk away, man.
Talk it up, man.
Okay, I got one. Do you know who Lil Pump is?
Yes.
You know Lil Pump?
Unfortunately. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. So there's this, there's a Boy Scout, and he's like a fan of Lil Pump, and he's like standing next to Lil Pump, and this Boy Scout posted this photo and said, he posted it to Reddit and said, on my way to Boy Scout camp, I met Lil Pump. He was high as fuck and thought I was in the military.
All these badges and stuff. Here's an example of a really important meme that you're probably missing out on. This is a photo inside of a sushi bar. It looks like it's actually in Japan. It also could be in Burbank. And there's a sushi chef behind the bar, and sitting at the bar is a dog, none other than a corgi, corgi. You know, those are cute, those are very memeable dogs.
Yeah.
And the sushi chef has some text over him, and it says, what would you like, doggo? And the dog says, chicken nuggets. And the sushi chef says, we serve fish here. And then under that, the dog's saying, then chicken nugger fishy.
I'm a big fan of the doggo language.
Doggo language. Yeah, like, how
that
did that...
a highly evolved meme.
And why does it... It, like, makes sense that, like, that's how a dog would talk. Like, they're smart, but, like, not quite there. Haven't fully mastered.
Not as smart as the cats.
Yeah, cats definitely have a full language.
Yo, what's in this shit, man?
Mostly Maui Wowie, man.
Yeah?
But it's got some Labrador in it.
What's Labrador?
It's dog shit.
What?
Yeah, my dog ate my stash, man. So I had to farm around a little baggie for 3 days before I got it back. Really blew the dog's mind.
You mean we're smoking dog shit, man?
I read this meme right here that I'm gonna read to you guys.
Ooh.
It's a photo of a girl jogging through a park. And it says, the only exercise I've done this week is running out of weed.
It happens.
Story of my life. It's the motherfucking D.R.E. Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the fucking streets of CB. You got any memes that have been at the forefront of your mind this week?
Well, I mean, it's not really the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. It's just like, oh, let me see what meme I can think of.
It's not.
That's exactly what our morning is like.
Yeah. You don't wake up and just scroll through some memes in the morning?
I am too busy for that. I'm not just a Lyft driver, I'm also a nurse.
You're a nurse.
Yeah, so. And this helps me pay some of my student loans because they're so dang high.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hard to find a second job because nursing hours are usually 12-hour shifts. So they're either from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mm. 7 to 7 is your entire day. And they're usually 4 to 5 days a week. And what other employer is going to give you a job to only work twice a day?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So I mean, they probably would, but you would just be a work slave working Monday through Sunday. Mm. I was working two jobs for 5 months straight, just boop, 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 boop.
Wow.
Doing nothing but work.
That's how you stack that cheddar though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't sleeping. Oh. You know, it was
not
bad.
Not good for you.
You got into our favorite rideshare service.
Yes, and then I met you guys, and now I gotta think of a meme.
Yeah, you yeah.
I'll think of one.
Now I feel really lame that I have so much time and I look at memes when I wake up. Like, I'm like, I could be out saving people's lives.
What's like the, if like someone was like, what's a meme? And you're like, you know, like what's the first meme that comes to mind?
Well, I mean, like that one guy who's like a nerd, like with like the blondish hair and has like a school photo, you know what I'm talking about?
Bad Luck Brian.
Yeah, that's the guy. Man, I can't think of an exact one for him, but yeah. Okay, you know what? You guys keep on talking. I have to think now.
You might appreciate this one being a nurse. It's a very healthy meme. It's got a nice stock image of a guy. He looks very alert, very clean and clear. His skin looks nice. His teeth are white. His eyes aren't blurry or bleary. And he's giving you a big old okay symbol. It's a stock photo. And at the top it says, when you wake up after a long night of drinking and you're fine because it was water.
That is okay. Nice and healthy.
Now that you mentioned medical memes, I know one.
Medical memes!
I know a few.
Cue the medical memes.
So, okay, imagine a cartoon, right? There's a cartoon doctor holding his face, and there is a lady sitting on the examining bed, and she's like yelling at him, and he says, no, I said you have acute angina.
Oh, wow!
That was good!
Wow. That's a great meme. That is a good one.
Thank you. I kind of remembered a meme for Bad Luck Brian.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Tries to have sex for the first time, condom breaks, or some shit like that.
Bad Luck Brian.
Bad Luck Brian.
Oh, that's what it says.
That's a Bad Luck Brian.
Yeah, this one I can relate to personally because this is actually a chronic, almost debilitating thing I struggle with every day. The caption I'll just read says, baby got back. But then at the top it says, is your girl a bad bee or does she just have lumbar lordosis? And she laughed because she knows it. And ladies and gentlemen, I have lumbar lordosis.
Do you?
Also known as Donald Duck butt.
So like your lower back's like all curved in.
Makes your lower back curve. And it happens to me when I sit a lot. So I have to do these series of three stretches every night so that I can stand up straight like a good boy, or else my butt pokes out and my stomach pokes out.
Wow.
So is your girl a bad bee or does she just have lumbar lordosis? Oh. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? Call the big daddy when you back that ass up. Oh, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up?
There is a stethoscope hanging from Catherine's rearview mirror.
Yes, there is.
I just noticed that.
No one ever asks. I'm like, really? It's right here. No one asks what it's for. But
you can hear our heartbeat in an emergency. And then some.
There's another one that I know.
Uh-huh.
It's
okay.
Like, it's just so, only because like I follow all these nursing like websites, you know, of all these nurses and stuff like that, and they're always posting stuff like this because we see these on a daily basis. So this one's like, it's a blank sheet of paper with chicken scratch on it, you have the pen, and then it says, when the doctor says, go buy this.
He says what?
When the doctor says, go buy this. And it's all
go buy this. Chicken scratch.
Why do doctors write like that?
Is it like a secret code? So other
people
can't
later they're like, well, you can't read it? Like, no.
Maybe you can help me with this one. This is a picture of Miley Cyrus bent over with her tongue sticking out.
Okay.
Famous photo of her. And then at the bottom it just says, tardive dyskinesia? Dyskinesia? Dyskinesia?
Okay. Tardive dyskinesia.
Tardive dyskinesia, yeah. What
so
is that?
So that's basically like, it's a side effect of a medication. So it's also known as tongue slapping.
Oh.
Like that.
Yeah, because their tongue's out. Tongue slapping? Like, how does that...
It's like a tongue slapping.
The medicine makes you do that?
Well, there's a medication and a part of I forgot the name of the psychiatric diagnosis, but it makes you get that side effect, part of dyskinesia.
I've seen people in the nightclub doing stuff like that.
I'm alive all over my mouth. I'm trying to show you.
I can't even say that.
All right, I got one here. It's a picture of this. It's like some illustration of like a doctor doing a stethoscope on a little boy. It says, if you have a bad cough, take laxatives. Then you'll be afraid to cough.
Just scare it right back up.
I got a medical meme.
Hit us.
So there's a guy, an old man, he's at the doctor's, and the doctor says, you have to take those pills for the rest of your life. And the guy says, but the box says take for 2 months. And the doctor says, that's what I said.
That's fucked up.
Exactly.
I'm upvoting that.
I got one more for you guys. Well, it's a picture. Oh, in the picture, it says, it's this guy. He's hanging from the ceiling, right, in the emergency room. In the bottom, it says, become a nurse, they said. It's a rewarding career, they said. And there's this guy hanging from the ceiling, like butt naked in the ER.
That's what it's like, huh?
I've seen pictures of them, like, screenshot what people come to the, like, the reasons why people go to the ER. And then there's some that says, squirrel up in rectum,
or
Febreze bottle stuck in penis, or something like that. Like,
I hate
I've seen
when that
some
happens.
Really weird ones, or there's some that say, you know, like sick penis,
and just sick penis,
sick right? Penis. But at the bottom of that, it says, this is why we use commas.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Medical anagram or mean in one.
Well, this
I
is
like
why
it.
We use condoms or
commas.
Commas.
Oh, sick. Why we use commas.
Comma. And
so
condoms.
Sick, and then it says penis, and then it says like sick penis. So this is why
we use a condom too, like, so you don't get a sick penis. Penis.
Or like sick sea penis.
Quick medical meme. It's a picture of that singer The Weeknd.
Yeah.
He's got a microphone. His face is all contorted, and at the top it says, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. And then it's got the doctor house dude, and he says, it's a stroke. You're having a stroke.
And why can't I feel my face? I don't know. Maybe it's because sniffing tons of glue causes numbness.
Anything you want to say to the memesters at home?
Keep memeing.
Keep memeing.
Any like quick health advice that, like, your top, like, what you should do to be safe and
healthy? Regarding the flu.
Yeah.
Let me bring that up, y'all. If you start having signs and symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, body aches, or headaches, or fever, you're probably having the onset symptoms of flu. You do not have to go to the ER for this. So many people go to the ER for their flu and are getting prescribed inappropriate medication. Like, my friends were prescribed Norco for, like, body aches because of the flu, and it's inappropriate. And then, you know, the whole...
That's like a painkiller?
Yeah, and that's supposed to be used for, like, post-op surgery, you know? So go to urgent care, be safe, do constant hand washing. If you know you're coughing all the time, be considerate of everyone else's health and wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
Constant hand washing. That's all I gotta say, because I'm tired of people coughing in my face at work.
Hell yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I hear that.
Now, everybody has their opinions on vaccinating their kids, but... Don't punish your kids just because you have your own personal opinion on that.
Boom.
I'm telling you.
Some
people have their opinion. I respect it if you don't want to vaccinate.
That was a broom, not
I don't respect that opinion.
You know, whatever.
At all.
I mean, but, you know, I'm telling you, this is going to be the generation where measles are going to come back or like.
Polio,
you know,
is a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, people are not vaccinating their kids. They're just easily more exposed to, like, hepatitis A, hepatitis B. No one's, like, really doing it anymore.
That's great advice.
Thank you.
This is going to be a helpful.
Yeah, we did a service
for everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Catherine, for being part of this.
And we went into a genre of memes we wouldn't have even thought to.
I've never even looked at medical memes. That's a whole world.
Yeah. You should look up some for colonoscopies.
Hold up. Hey, well, my niggas will be thinking we soft. We don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, well, my niggas will be acting too.
Man, I was in that shit, man. I never had no dope like that before in my life, man. That's the heaviest shit I ever smoked, man. I mean, I smoked a lot of shit before, man. But goddamn, man, that's heavy shit.
Smoke weed every day.